Welcome to Wise Words with Dan, filled with inspiration, guidance, stories, and helping raise awareness so that you listeners can take away something from this podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for listening to Wise Words with Dan. Mr. Arena.
And Mr. Begala, how are you, man?
Yeah, good. And yourself?
Good, thanks.
It's been a long time since you've been on my podcast.
Yes, yeah, been a while. Glad to be back on again.
Yeah, no, it's good to have you back on, man. Yeah. How you been, Johnny boy? What's been going on in your life?
Oh, nothing much. We've just been working all the time.
Nothing new has changed, has it?
nothing new apart from being married. No.
How's married life? How's Isabel?
Yeah, she's good. We're getting used to each other's routines now. So, I still can't believe we've made it. We're married. You know, we made it to the next chapter. So, still very exciting.
Yeah, it feels like yesterday you're just getting married. It's been now time has passed. It's been what, 6 months? No,
seven.
7 months. Wow. God. Time flies, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good. Yeah, it's good to see you happy, you guys living together. How's the apartment going?
Yeah, it's getting there. We're going to be here for a few years yet, so it'll do us good for now.
Yeah. Oh, so you're not looking to move out anytime soon?
Oh, in the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah. You want to get...
Wait until the market goes down and wait until you save up more money.
Yeah. Kids in the future?
Sorry?
You're looking at kids in the future?
Of course. In 2 or 3 years ourselves, yes.
Oh, 2 year mark around about?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good time. That's a good time to do it once you move into a bigger place and stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Johnny, it's good to have you back because, you know, there's been a lot going on in terms of rugby league in the football. Oh, yeah.
Especially with Origin tomorrow night.
I know. Huge, isn't it? I mean, I think you'll be pretty happy being a Queensland supporter, Johnny.
If people didn't know, yes, I am a Queensland supporter. But the reason for that is, to be honest, yes, I was born here in New South Wales, but I used to look up to Darren Lockyer, Billy Slater, Cameron Smith, Thurston. You know who they are. So and out of respect, you know, I still go for them, and I love going up there all the time. So,
traitor, you betrayed New South Wales, man.
Yeah, and I'm a bad banger.
Have you seen all those memes about, you know, people supporting Queensland but living in New South Wales?
Yeah, I've also hear about the song "That's in Queensland." Where is Sydney?
I've heard that. Yeah. But that's fair. Look, you've been a Queensland supporter for many years now, so yeah. So you know, well, I can't blame you too much. And plus, it's a good rivalry we have, me and you.
Yes. Mm.
Because me and you, we support the West Tigers together. We need a bit of rivalry.
Exactly.
So me supporting the Blues and you supporting Queensland. You know, it's a good rivalry.
Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of Origin and stuff, you must be pretty confident now heading into Game 2 tomorrow night up in Queensland.
Yeah, well, you know, we got the home advantage, but I reckon the Blues will come out strong in the first half at least. I reckon it'll be a close game in the first half, and then I don't know. It's still hard to tell.
How confident are you that Queensland will win tomorrow night?
50-50.
Ah, so you're not that confident.
I'm not that confident because it's Blues are down. Blues are down a series. They wouldn't want to go a full sweep. You know, they're out for a vengeance.
It's true. But you know, in the history books, John,
it hasn't been done before where New South Wales have one up at Queensland and then have one in New South Wales. It has not been done.
Really?
Yeah. No. Like in history, every time in game two, every time New South Wales have played up in Queensland, they, even if they won or lost, they would never recover after losing the first match. Apparently. I think New South Wales after losing game one. I don't know. Don't quote me on it, but I've read something about that somewhere. That yeah, every time game two is played up in Queensland, it's always the Blues, you know, losing the series. You know, they end up losing the series. So I don't know. Hopefully, so if New South Wales do come back and win in game two and win in game three, they'll be historic, actually.
Yeah, it would. I would agree with that. It would.
And to be honest, look, I know I'm a New South Wales Blues supporter, but I've got to be honest and call a spade, Johnny. I'm not too confident we can beat you guys. I'm not confident at all, really, that we can win the series. With the amount of players injured, Nathan Cleary's out, Latrell Mitchell, he was meant to come in again. And
he's out too, yeah.
So it hasn't been going our way, really, you know?
And then Mitchell Moses is coming in.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not a fan of Mitchell Moses coming into the New South Wales Blues squad. I reckon, in my opinion...
Hines.
You know, Nico Hines is a good option, but in my opinion, I reckon we should have brought in Adam Reynolds.
Oh yeah. I reckon
Adam Reynolds would have been the best option, in my opinion. He would have been the best option. Start Adam Reynolds, put Nico Hines on the bench. And this is the thing with Nico Hines. It annoys me that he was only on 10 minutes of game one.
That was stupid.
It was stupid. He barely got to do anything. And then he gets dropped for game two. Like, he doesn't even get included in the side for game two. So, it doesn't make sense of what Brad Fittler's doing here. You know what I mean?
Well, how many chances does Brad Fittler need? You know, he should be sacked.
Look, I reckon if New South Wales don't win the series, then Fittler's gone. This is his, you know, I believe this is Brad Fittler's last chance to redeem himself. He has to, in order for him to keep his job as the New South Wales coach, he has to win the series. That's pretty much the only way. All his time's up. What do you think?
I agree with that. But, because how many chances does he need?
I know. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, he's got a lot riding on this. And for him, I don't know, for him to pick Mitchell Moses, I think is a poor choice, you know. And I mean, yeah, look, so looking at the New South Wales Blues, we've got Moses. Who's replacing Latrell? Steve Crichton, isn't it?
Yeah.
Replacing Latrell. Look, he had an average game, I think, game one. He didn't play poorly, but to be honest, I don't think Crichton would be the best fit, to be honest. Man, like, and you know, it's weird, the dynamic with Moses and Tedesco. I could see Brad Fittler's point of view, because Moses and Tedesco, once upon a time,
the Tigers
were teammates, and they're still best friends. So
yeah.
I can see why Fittler likes that combination between Tedesco and Moses. But at the same time, Moses and Luai. Now that's going to be these guys not too long ago were bloody enemies in the grand final against Panthers and Eels.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's just, look, I can understand why Brad Fittler selected Moses, but I just don't agree with it. Like, what do you think? Well, who do you think should have been there instead of Moses? Do you reckon Moses was the right choice, in your opinion?
To be honest, no. Well, I reckon Nico. I know the Sharks smashed the Bulldogs, so I reckon Nico Hines would have been a good option.
Yeah. Look, even Nico.
But you're right. Adam Reynolds would have been good as well. So it would have been between those two.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Right. And I would have been happy either way with Adam Reynolds or Nico Hines. Let's be honest. But Moses, I'm not quite sure about. But yeah, look, I can understand why Fittler brought him on because Moses, he was in the Origin series last year. And he knew that Moses wanted to redeem himself after that loss. So I don't know, but you know, it's just, yeah. You know, if it was game one, maybe I could understand, but game two, it's do or die, playing up in Queensland. We need the best of the best if we can take down Queensland at their home turf, you know? So,
yeah.
And Adam Reynolds, like, to me, he's a guy that knows Suncorp. He plays for Brisbane. He knows some of his teammates are playing for Queensland. So I just think having Adam Reynolds on would have been amazing because he would understand
the structure.
The structure. You know what I mean? So yeah. But anyways, let's see what happens. If I'm honest with you, I don't think we can win tomorrow night. I hope I'm wrong. I hope New South Wales do prove me wrong and they can upset Queensland tomorrow night, but I just don't see that happening. I think you're right. I think it could be a close game.
To be honest, I hope New South Wales do win. No, I know it's weird, but
yeah.
I want it to be a decider. I want there to be a decider. I want the excitement.
Yeah,
if Queensland win, you know they've already won. I want there to be a decider. I want us to fight for the win.
Yeah, like I agree because how awesome would it be having a decider here in New South Wales?
Yeah,
you know what I mean, you're a sold out crowd instantly. You know, the streets will be buzzing leading up into Origin 3 if it came to the decider. So I agree. It should come to the decider. And look, I've been debating about this with other people. Do you think if Queensland won game two, they should even have a game three in New South Wales?
Well, I'm in two minds about that, but if they win, what's the point of going to the game? Because like Queensland's already won.
Exactly. Like no fans wouldn't even bother. Like I honestly think not many people will even want to bother turning up for game three if Queensland win up there, you know? So I don't know. I've just never seen the point in, you know, if Origin is decided in game two, I've never seen the point of having game three. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with that.
But I guess they have to do it because, you know, they've already organized their event and stuff and it's been going on, you know, so I guess they have to do it. But yeah, I feel like they should scrap game three if a decider finishes in game two, you know, if there's a decider in game two. That's my personal opinion. And I think you're the same, aren't you?
Yeah. But I guess they want to do game three, you know, as fairness. You know, if you have a game in Queensland and not in New South Wales.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Maybe they want to be fair.
Yeah. Well, anyways, let's hope New South Wales can win it tomorrow night and come to the decider in game three. Looking at your Queensland squad, John, do you think any changes should be made? Or you're happy with the squad?
I think they went with pretty much the same side as last time, with Walsh as fullback and Hamiso Tabaifido in the wings and centers. So if they play like they did last time, I think that's a good side. I think they should get over the line.
You know what? Like, how you got to admit, for Reece Walsh to debut in game one for Queensland, how good has he played? He done so well for Queensland in game one. Like, for you would think he's been playing for the Maroons for years. For his debut to come on for the Queensland and to play as good as he played for the Queensland side, it's quite phenomenal, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, yes it is.
So, you know, having Reece Walsh, man, it makes it all the more tougher for New South Wales to get you guys to...
But I reckon if we do win tomorrow, I reckon for the last game, maybe rest Walsh and then bring back Ponga.
Oh.
Pull back.
What do you make of Ponga and Gagai not being in the Queensland squad? Both of them being dropped. What did you make of
that? I'm surprised about Gagai not making it, but, you know, he would have been good. But I'm not surprised about Ponga because Ponga has been struggling, to be honest, I reckon. Not being back in form since his head knock and injury.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, it makes sense because of the head knock. Maybe that's why they didn't want to include him, you know?
Yeah, because maybe they're nervous or something.
But, well, look, they've been successful in game one, so... You know, Billy Slater, he's not making any wrong decisions, that's for sure. Now, John, I want to move on to the next topic. You know, the big story that's been headlining the NRL the past couple of days is Ben Hunt.
Oh, you've heard about that. Yeah. I heard, yes.
Yeah. So what do you make of his departure for the Dragons?
Well, departure, I don't think he's departed yet, but he wants to, yes, but the Dragons are saying that they're not going to let him. Now,
you know, his offer, he wants to leave the club that bad. He's offering the club $150,000 to leave.
What?
Yeah.
I never heard about that one.
Yeah, he wants an immediate release, but they're not letting him because, funny enough, remember Ben Hunt, he re-signed for the Dragons in October last year.
Oh, shit.
So now he wants an immediate release and Dragons are not giving it to him because obviously he re-signed for them. So I don't know what's going to happen there. Look, they're going to find a way for him to get out of his claws, but that doesn't look good for him and the Dragons, you know.
But if you're the coach of that club, but how would you feel comfortable with the feeling that a player doesn't even want to play for you?
Exactly. You'd rather
imagine the fans. The fans will be feeling even worse.
Yeah, like if Ben Hunt doesn't want to be there, you can't force him to play. You know, no. You can't force him to stay. So they'll come to some agreement to let him off.
And then he'll come to Tigers, I'm joking.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That would be amazing if Ben Hunt came to the West Tigers, man.
He'll bring experience. We'll swap him with Luke Brooks.
Because, you know, there's been rumours about Luke Brooks not re-signing for the Tigers and wanting to move up to the Cowboys.
I've heard from numerous sources that that's not happening anymore. He's not going to go to the Cowboys. I think the Canberra are after him. Canberra.
Really? Canberra?
Because Jack Whiten is going to Souths and they want to find a replacement.
So you think he'll move to Canberra?
Yes.
You know what? He could be onto something there, you know. I would not be surprised if that's his pick. But yeah. I mean, with Luke Brooks, you know, potentially moving on, you'd think the West Tigers will throw everything to bring Ben Hunt to the team, don't you reckon?
Yeah, but I heard he wants to move back to Queensland to finish his career.
I could see him going back to the Broncos. I mean, he's got unfinished business with the Broncos.
But Since he's dropped ball in the grand final.
Yeah, he would want to redeem himself and win a premiership. If you would think, you
but,
know.
But I heard the Titans are after him.
Really, Gold Coast Titans.
Yeah.
You know what? I actually thought Dolphins would be in the mix too, but apparently they're not. I thought, you know.
Because he won a premiership under Wayne Bennett. When he was at the Dragons, and then I thought Bennett and Hunt would be close.
That's what I thought. Maybe Wayne Bennett. But we don't know. We don't know who's offering the contracts to him or not. Apparently, no clubs are allowed to make an offer yet because of his situation. But I honestly believe, like, in the parking lot or something, they're making deals behind closed doors for sure. Mm. But you know that I honestly think Ben Hunt has a... I think he already knows what club he wants to go to. Otherwise, he wouldn't have made that dramatic decision to leave the Dragons, really. Don't you reckon? If he hasn't already got an option. So I feel like he's already got an option up his sleeve into which club he wants to go to already.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the feeling that I get. And look, I think it's no secret why Ben Hunt is leaving, because of the sacking of Griffin.
Yeah.
We know that he had a close relationship with him. And I think he said in the past that if he leaves, he's going to move on as well.
We have another Darius Boyd and Wayne Bennett on our hands.
Yeah. But like, but if that's true, where's the loyalty to his fans and the Dragons club, you know?
Yeah.
If his loyalty only relies because of Griffith, then, you know, fans deserve to, you know, have their opinion on him, because if that's his decision in departing, then that's unfair towards the fans, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For the Dragons fans that have been so loyal to him, and yeah. But I think Ben Hunt should wait around until they could find a replacement for him. That's what I think. I think he owes the Dragons that much, at least.
No. Yeah, I agree, not myself.
But look, we don't know how the situation's gonna unfold. I feel like they'll work out a deal to get.
Well, he's in Origin camp right now with Queensland, so I don't think he's concentrating too much about that at the moment.
Yeah, he's just focused on tomorrow night, really.
Yeah,
that's his main priority. Now, Johnny, we've got to talk about rugby league over the weekend. Tigers up against Storm. I mean, how about
Trail's first try?
How good was it for Adam Twell to score his first try for the West Tigers in the NRL?
Yes. After 4 years, or 160 games, he finally gets his first try.
And honestly, I was jumping up and down. I couldn't be more happy for Alex Twell. We've wanted to see him score a try for so long.
Yes.
And finally, it did it. I mean, you were at the stadium, John. What was the reaction?
People were emotional. People were, you know, praying hard not to go, not to run on the field, and all that. Yeah, but it was very, very emotional and static. And you know, what can I say?
I'm surprised fans didn't run on the field.
We should have.
I was really shocked by that. You know. I thought if anything, fans would have, you know, invaded the pitch because of Alex Trail.
You know, June 17 should be National Alex Trail Day.
I agree, 100%. It should be. I could not agree more, Johnny.
But imagine if he didn't score until after his 200th. That would have been pretty bad.
Yeah, well, yeah, actually, it would have been.
Yeah. 200 games without scoring a try.
I mean, that's kind of embarrassing. But look, he's done it now.
Yeah,
that's the main thing. And maybe he can go on a try scoring run now.
He could.
You know, after having the taste of getting one try, there could be more to come now. You know, he might want the ball more often now to get over the line. But yeah, no, like seeing the reaction from not just Tigers fans, but from all other, from footy fans all over that support other clubs, everyone was so happy to see Alex Twyla score a try. Like I don't think there was any person that wasn't having a smile on their face seeing Alex Twyla score a try. I mean, that's a rugby league moment for the ages, don't you think?
I agree. I reckon even the Storm fans would have been cheering then.
You know what? That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking even Storm fans will be like, yeah, good on him, you know? honestly, well deserved for Alex Twyla. It's been a long time coming and I couldn't be more happy for him. It kind of made up for the loss against the Melbourne Storm as well. In a way. Yeah. Bloody, that was a disaster, that game.
Yeah, it was. But when we scored, I thought, yes, it's going to be a close game. And then they went away with it.
I actually thought so too. I'm like, okay, this is going to be a tight one. But yeah, didn't turn out to be. And I thought.
It's weird. We smashed the Cowboys 66 to something. And then we lose, you know, consecutively. But where did that performance go?
Man, I have no idea.
We're not consistent enough.
Well, have we ever been consistent, really? You know.
No, not really.
This is what the best Tigers do. They win a couple of games, get us fans,
get us fans hopeful.
And then they start losing again. So
maybe that's their plan.
That's what they like to do. I don't know. But look, in defense, I'm not really defending them, but Appy, yeah, having a jaw fracture, being, you know, that I mean, he done a lot for the West Tigers. So for him to get injured and be out of the squad, that's probably taken an effect as well, you know. So, yeah, I mean, but look, that's no excuse. We need it. Looking towards the back end of the season, we're still dead last, really. So, I don't know. Something's got to give at this point. We got to. Well, what can the West Tigers do to, you know, string a couple of wins together and just move out of the bottom? What can we do, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Well, we just need to bond as a team. We just need to see, you know, so the coach needs to tell him where we can improve on, how can we do well as a team and improve.
Yeah. Look, I hate to badmouth any player from the West Tiger squad.
Well, who do you think?
I honestly think if Luke Brook leaves the West Tigers, it'll be the best thing for the club.
I agree. I'm with you on that too.
I think the club, the team itself will be a whole lot better next season.
Yes.
Look, I mean, Luke Brooks, he's kind of stepped up his game over the past few weeks. Mm. But then again, he's so inconsistent. And Look, whether we like it or not, we rely on Luke Brooks a lot to have a good game, because if he has a good game, the West Tigers, the squad has a good game, you know, the team has a good game. So, I've been saying this for ages. We need a good replacement for Luke Brooks. We need someone that can, you know, like a guy like Ben Hunt. Imagine him at the West Tigers, you know. I mean, it's not going to happen, because I feel like Ben Hunt wants to be alongside a premiership winning club. That's not us, unfortunately, you know. So,
yeah.
Who do you think will be a good replacement if Luke Brooks goes? Who's off contract?
Oh, I haven't really checked. I'll have a look on the laptop. Wait.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. But we'll get what we get.
Exactly. Just got to roll with the punches. But yeah. Who have you been impressed by? Which team have impressed you the most this season?
I reckon Dolphins.
Dolphins?
Yeah, it's because you know, they exceeded our expectations. You know, everyone expected them to go really bad or come last. Mm. But they've won a few games. They've won quite a few games.
Look, I would say Dolphins too have really impressed me. But you know, another team that's really impressed me is New Zealand Warriors.
They're surprising, actually.
I think they've surprised everyone with how good they've been this season, really.
Mm.
I mean, like...
I hope the Warriors winning.
Oh, can you imagine what it would do for rugby league if New Zealand Warriors won their first premiership? Like, can you imagine what it would do for the community, for New Zealand? The fan base? That would... If Warriors make the top eight side, I hope they go all the way. I really do. That would just be an amazing rugby league story. That would be a fairy tale, honestly, if that happens. Mm. I mean, Canberra have looked impressive too, as well. I mean, they did drop off a little bit. But you know who's really come up and been a great footy side?
Sharks.
Over the past few weeks. No, Parramatta. They've stringed a few wins together as well. I think they're on a bit of a winning streak now, Parramatta. So I think they're the dark horse at the moment, really. But yeah. Mm. I mean, look, I'm going to stick to New Zealand Warriors though. Sharks have looked very impressive as well. But I think New Zealand Warriors for me have been the huge surprise factor this season. Mm. The team that have surprised me the most in terms of playing so poorly, I think you can agree with me on this, is the Roosters.
They are surprisingly, but I think because people were tipping them to be premiership favourites this year.
At the start of the season, and
maybe the pressure got to them.
I mean, isn't it every year they're in contention? Like they're tipped highly to win, to do well.
Yeah, but Tedesco hasn't been playing at his best so far.
He has not. Yeah. Oh, he's really underdelivered. He's really not delivered for this squad this season. And I mean, this is going off topic a bit, but even game one in Origin, he played poorly as well. I don't know, in all honesty, people can disagree with me in this statement, but I don't even know why Tedesco got selected for game two.
I reckon that you guys should have picked Dylan Edwards from Penrith.
See, Dylan Edwards would have been a good replacement for Tedesco's fullback. Or even if you're going to have Moses there, why not bring on Clint Gustafson as fullback, you know?
Mm.
So they would have been better replacements, honestly. I don't understand why Tedesco... I don't know why Tedesco was selected for game two when he... obviously played so poorly in game one. I don't know Brad Fittler what he was thinking, but I guess he's just staying loyal for Tedesco. It's just like Mitchell Moses staying loyal to him because he played Origin in the past. But, you know, we got to focus on the team, the players that have been performing. And, like Tedesco, he hasn't been performing, you know. I mean, this is a huge debate, but... You know, I don't think he should have been selected in game two. That's just my personal opinion, you know. Like you said, Dylan Edwards would have been a great replacement for Tedesco. Or, like I said, even Gustafson. Because Gustafson, he stepped up for Parramatta for the past couple of weeks. You know, scoring a hat-trick the other week. So, you know what I mean? But, I don't know. Who knows Brad Fittler's way of thinking, hey?
Brad Fittler is a former Panthers and Roosters player, so I guess that's why he's picking half Roosters, half Penrith players in Origin.
Who knows? could be a factor. Could be.
Yeah.
We just don't know, Johnny. but anyways, as I said, I'm not really confident about tomorrow night. I really hope New South Wales do get up and win. They'll be amazing, especially up in Queensland. And I know you're hoping Queensland to do win, but you kind of want to decide.
I'm in two minds about it.
So yeah. Just got to see what happens, Johnny. Just got to see what happens. And yeah, Johnny. So moving away from footy a bit. I've asked the fans to put in some.
Oh, the Q&A.
So I've got a few questions that I wanted to ask. I wanted to put for both of us.
Yeah,
I'll just pop it up on my screen here. All right. This question one starts off as a very juicy question, I must admit.
Tricky. Okay. I like tricky.
You might have to think about this one for a bit. But what is a secret you've kept from your parents?
Oh, jeez.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah. My parents were out away for the weekend, and me and my sister were home alone. And
Where is this going?
when we get to it, please.
Yeah.
Me and my sister had a party when we were younger, when my parents were away for the weekend. Yeah. And we had boys and girls over. And the next day, we went in the bit. I was going to throw the bin out so the parents wouldn't know we had a party.
Yeah.
And I saw, you know what I mean? I saw the C word.
The condom?
Yes.
What, in the bin?
Yes. And I don't know whose it was.
Yeah.
No, I still do not know to this day. So someone could have got it on in our house.
That's most likely the case if you see one of those things.
So if my parents found out that someone did do it, they would have, not been happy.
Did you think it could have been your sister or someone else or nah?
I don't know. I have no idea. I asked her, but she didn't. She didn't. She had no idea herself.
Yeah. Well. Was it you, Johnny? Did you mingle with anyone?
No, I was in a relationship at the time.
Oh, were you? Oh, okay, so you could do that. Yeah.
Before Isabel.
Before Isabel, yeah. All right, okay. I mean, that's not a bad. And your parents never found out about it, is it?
No, not yet.
Until they listen to this podcast.
Well, hopefully Mum doesn't. So, well, I hope she does. Yeah, I hope she does. But hopefully she skips this one.
This part. true. All right, next question, Johnny. Favorite TV show you're watching at the moment?
Bones.
Bones.
It's about a detective and it's like mainly FBI agents and It's like, you know, the X-Files?
Yeah.
It's sort of like that, but not doing it with aliens. It's doing it with other with people. With this normal crime show. It's a crime show. Let's keep it at that. It's a crime show.
Crime show. Okay, interesting.
It was on TV for around 10 years or so before being cancelled.
Yeah.
So, but me and Bill like watching it on Disney Plus.
Nice. I've heard a lot about that show. I heard it was a good show, actually. Mm. My favorite TV show at the moment.
Yeah, what's yours?
I think you'll be surprised by this, actually. I didn't think I'd even get into this show myself, but I've kind of been watching it a bit. What's it called? F-Boy Island.
F-Boy Island?
Yeah.
What channel is that on?
It's on Foxtel. So it's like a reality show where these three supermodel girls come on, and there's these bunch of guys, and they have to, you know, they have to try and determine whether they're an F boy or a good guy.
Ooh.
So it's kind of an interesting show. It's got me hooked on it. So it's a show I did not expect to get hooked on, but now I am. So it's caught my interest a bit. So just been watching. Binge watching that a little bit, really. You know, I haven't got around to it yet, but I really want to watch Extraction 2 on Netflix because that just came out with Chris Hemsworth. Have you seen Extraction?
No, I haven't. What is it good?
Oh, really good. You go back and watch Extraction 1. It's an action movie. It's really good. Chris Hemsworth. I think you'll enjoy it, but yeah. That's a show. That's a movie. I should say. I'm gonna get around to watching. Good show. I highly recommend it. By the way. All right. So next question, Johnny. What's the song you like to listen to on repeat?
I just recently bought a song and I've been listening to it every hour, every day. I've even sang it. I've even put it on as my ringtone and alarm. As his song.
Wow, you really love the song that much. What is it?
It's called Calm Down by Remy and Selena Gomez.
I haven't heard of it. Good song?
Yeah, well, if you search it up, you'll know what I mean. Just if you type Calm Down by Remy and Selena Gomez, you'll see what I mean.
So you like it that much, you've even put it as your alarm clock in the morning.
Yeah, alarm clock, even ringtone.
Even your ringtone, so when people call you.
Yeah.
Wow. When did you get hooked onto this song?
Oh, a few days ago, I was on the way to work. I listened to it on the radio.
Yeah,
and I can see what song it is and who's it by, and it was really catchy. I liked the rhythm of this song, and it was really catchy. So I've been hooked on it ever since.
Wow. Well, there you go. I'm gonna listen to it because I don't think I've heard of that song yet. I've been listening to myself. I've been listening to a little bit of Drake.
Drake.
Yeah, I've been liking some of his songs actually.
What kind of song?
You know the song 0 to 100? And God's Plan?
I know God's Plan, but not 0 to 100.
Yeah, that's one of his other songs. It's really good, actually. But yeah, I've been listening to a bit of his stuff. It hasn't been pretty interesting. That's my songs I've been listening to. Not as much as your one song. But yeah, no, if you're loving it, Johnny, that's good, you know.
Thank you.
All right, so next question, John. Oh yeah, by the way, did Belle comment about that song about being your alarm and stuff?
Well she's she doesn't know yet.
Oh, she hasn't heard of your alarm?
No, I just put it on tonight.
Oh, you're just putting it on tonight, are you?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, there you go. You'll be like, what is that?
When I'm just... Yeah, it'll be funny.
All right, next question. Who is your celebrity crush?
Ooh, I've got many.
Who stands out the most?
Ariana Grande.
I mean, she's not bad, hey.
And Selena Gomez.
I was gonna say, would it be Selena because you're listening to that song? Yeah.
and that too.
Is she one of your favorite artists, Selena Gomez?
Yep. Yep.
Have you listened to a lot of her songs?
Not all of it, but this one. Not all of it, but yeah, this one I would have.
Yeah. Wow.
Who's yours?
You're going to be surprised by this one. I've had a crush on this celebrity since I was a kid. Yeah, Emma Watson.
Oh yeah, she's from Harry Potter. Yeah,
Emma Watson. Mate, still to this day, she's a 10 for me. Honestly, she's Emma Watson would be mine. And
yeah, she's pretty good looking.
Yeah, I'd say she's probably my celebrity crush. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next question. Well, this is a bit of a weird one. Who's your worst enemy?
What?
Worst enemy? I don't think I have any enemies, really.
Yeah, I don't think I have any enemies either.
Me and you are the type of people that don't hold grudges, so
no.
we forgive and we forget, don't we?
Of course.
Alright, let's see another question. Okay, now this is a spicy one, John. This is a spicy question.
Oh no.
What's the worst date you've ever been on?
Oh, it's been a long time since I've been on a date like that. Jesus.
I take it you've had a lot of good dates.
Yes. Well, of course. I'm married now, so... It's been four...
It's been what? I think we've lost John. Hang on, guys. I'll bring him back on. Johnny. Johnny.
Sorry, I got cut out.
That's all good. Well, look, I think my worst date that I've ever been on was my date not even turning up.
What?
Yeah.
When was this?
So this was a couple of years ago. I was on Tinder. And I was speaking to this chick. Well, I was hitting her off with her very well. And then, you know, she wanted to meet up in Bondi because that's where she was living. And she wanted to meet up at this ice cream place to have ice cream. And turned up there, she didn't even show. So when I got there, I messaged her saying, I'm here, where you at, blah, 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 got no reply. And I was, like, sitting there like an idiot for, like, half an hour. Nearly an hour, actually.
Jeez.
So just ended up having ice cream on my own.
That's not good.
I drove from my place all the way there, and it was, like, a 45-minute drive. But yeah, no traffic because it was that night. But yeah, I think that was, I wouldn't even call it a date because she didn't even turn up. But I think probably my worst experience. what's it called? Pretty much. Have you thought of yours yet or not really?
Yeah, well, a few years before Isabel. I've got her name, but I went on a date with this girl, and I thought we were talking well on the chat, but when we got to dinner, we didn't know what to say, so we sat in awkward silence for a few hours for dinner, and then when we finished, I said it was nice knowing you, but I don't think we'll work out. So and she said, and then she said, obviously. And then we went. And we went.
What she said, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, so you guys went to a restaurant.
Yeah.
And just ordered food, ate, and said not a word to each other.
Well, we said a few words, but I forgot which words. But yeah, and then finished.
So you're just, or both of you were awkwardly silent while you're eating food.
Yep.
Fucking hell. Like, how come there was no conversation flowing? Like,
because I think we messaged each other too much, and we forgot what to say.
It was just probably you guys were both nervous.
Yeah, maybe, but also no.
So probably both of you were nervous to start a conversation.
Yeah.
Good. I can see how that would have been so awkward. And how long did the date go for?
An hour and a bit.
Fucking for a whole hour.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. How old were you?
Oh, 24.
Oh, early 20s.
Mm.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. Well, so that's pretty much mine and yours worst experience. I'm trying to lean away from, you know, dating apps now. Like, I'm also wanting to meet someone in person now.
Mm.
I think that's starting to be my go-to, just when I'm out and about, just chatting to people one-on-one. So I think I just want to put myself out there a bit more in terms of not dating websites, but just old school way, you know, meeting someone on a night out, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, I haven't been on Bumble and Tinder for a long time now, actually. I've just steered away from it.
Mm.
I might come back to it, who knows, but yeah, just putting myself out there more in the way of just socializing with people, I think. And sometimes that's the best way to do it, don't you reckon?
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I know you met Belle through the dating app.
but I met my past, like, my past partners through, you know, through person.
Through person too? Yeah, actually, you have. That's true.
Mm.
That's very true. All right. Do we have any other questions, or I think we pretty much covered everything, Johnny?
is that in?
I guess. I mean, that's all the questions I've had on here. There was one question here about: do you like anyone at the moment? I mean, you're married, so you
obviously like. Oh, gee. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, who do you like at the moment, John? Tell us.
I love my wife. That's who I love at the moment.
Are you sure there's no one else? No, joking. But no, probably this question was probably directed to me. But
yeah, well, do you like anyone at the moment?
Not really. I don't have anyone in mind at the moment. No, I don't know. I think I've just been focusing. I haven't really been focusing on talking to much people lately. Don't know why. I mean,
Get yourself out there.
Yeah, well, that's one thing I need to do is put myself more out there. Mm. I think I've just been trying to look after myself in terms of trying to lose weight and stuff. But in saying that, I've got to put myself out there. But, you know, my goal, I sound like a broken record on this podcast because I've been saying that this at nearly every episode, but I want to lose weight. And it's been kind of like a hard process to try and lose weight. And I feel like if I can lose enough weight, I'll appreciate myself more and I'll think more women will like the way I look. So I think my biggest goal is just trying to lose weight, just for more so of a self-confidence thing. And I think that's when I can start to pull myself out there a little bit more, if that makes sense.
Of course, yes, it does. I want to lose weight myself. So,
Yeah, it's been hard. I mean, like,
it's not easy. It's not easy.
Sometimes I have a good week and eating good stuff, and then it takes one cheat meal, and it all goes undone. You know.
Well, what I do is I try to eat healthy from Monday to Thursday or Friday, and then eat and then treat myself Saturday, Sunday.
See, that's what I've been doing too. But sometimes I think I can go a bit overboard on the weekend in eating too much bad food, you know? Mm. So I think it's just like in quantities, you know, probably having one day where you can have a bit of bad food instead of both being on a Saturday or Sunday and a Sunday, you know?
Mm.
That's why I think limiting my bad food intake to just one day. That's what I think.
I agree.
But yeah. I just got another new message question come in.
Okay.
WYD tomorrow. What does that even mean?
So?
The question is WYD tomorrow. What is that?
It means what are you doing tomorrow?
Oh, is it?
Yeah. WYD is what you're doing.
Oh, going to work. That's what I'm doing.
You get to work.
That's what I'm doing.
Maybe you have a secret admirer.
Yeah, could be. What are you doing tomorrow, Johnny? What's the rest of your week looking like? What are you doing
this
week?
Well, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night, I'm working.
Yeah.
So that's my week this week, and then on the weekend, we're not doing anything. Well, we're moving into we're staying at my parents' place for 2 weeks because my parents are going away for 2 weeks and they want us to mind the house.
Oh, so
They're going to Europe, they're going to Italy to see family and Croatia and everywhere.
Wow. Just your parents?
Yeah, my parents and then my sister's going afterwards.
When's your sister going?
Around Europe, Spain, Barcelona, Italy, Paris,
wow.
Netherlands.
Wow. Are you jealous?
Yes and no, but they're only young. She's only young.
Your parents travel every, isn't it? Couple of years to Europe, don't they?
Yeah, well, before COVID, we did, yeah.
How come you're not tagging along?
Oh, we just got married. We want to save money. We'll travel one day, yeah. But you know, we want to save money. We want to get things sorted here first.
Yeah, you must be looking forward to staying in at your parents' house, having a bigger space.
No, yes, for sure.
Yeah. That'll be good. You get more living space to you and Belle, you know?
Yes, of course.
That'll be exciting. Are you bringing the birds along?
Yes. Charlie and Petrie, yes.
Charlie and Petrie, yeah. That'll be good. For those of you guys who were thinking, what birds? John and Belle do have two birds. What type of birds are they?
They're called contour parrots.
Contour parrots, yeah. They're so cute.
They are.
What are they called? What are their names?
Charlie and Petrie.
Peachy. Where did you get the names from again? Charlie and Peachy. I like those names, Charlie and Peachy.
Well, we didn't know what gender they were, so we wanted to be gender. We wanted to pick names that were gender neutral.
Yeah.
No, we thought they were cute names. We thought they were good names to call them.
I like the names. I like them, Charlie. Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
I like the names for sure.
Mm.
Yeah. What's my week looking like, Johnny?
Yes. What's yours?
Well, not much. I mean, I might be catching up with Renee on the weekend, going out to dinner. She wanted to come back and do a podcast. She's been quite busy the past couple of weeks with things going on in her life. So she hasn't really made much time to come on a podcast, which is understandable, you know. She's just been... I mean, she probably can discuss on the next podcast, but she's just been having a lot going on in her life lately. So, yeah, she should make her return very soon. but, yeah, seeing her, catching up for dinner, I think Saturday night. Oh, by the way, I wanted to ask you, John. Where are you watching Origin tomorrow night?
I am watching it at work.
Oh, so you'll be working during Tour of Origin.
If I'm not on the flight by then.
Would you have a TV somewhere? You'll be...
Yeah, we have a TV in the break room. We watch
So you can watch it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you? Were you watching?
So me and my work colleagues are thinking of just after work, just going for dinner somewhere at one of the pubs and watching it. Since I'm in the CBD, you know, just a lot of options.
Mm.
Pubs to choose from, you know.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, what are your goals for the rest of the year, John? What do you and Abel are looking to achieve this year for the remainder of the year? By the way, I can't believe we're already halfway through the year. We're already in June, which is pretty
crazy. It's very fast. Very fast.
Where has time flown, honestly? But bloody hell, I'm hating the cold mornings, waking up.
Oh, especially this morning. This morning was one of the coldest mornings.
Oh, mate, I was freezing my eyes off and I was wearing a jacket and I'm like, what is going on?
Well, imagine me working in the cold this morning. I woke up at like 4:30 to get to work by 6.
Oh my God, you would have been like shivering.
just about.
Fucking hell. Oh, man. I don't think we've had a cold winter like this for a long time. I'm not sure about you. When was the last time you've had cold weather like this in winter? We didn't have it so much last year, did we?
No, I don't think so.
It was a lot of rain last year. I remember that. But yeah.
Well, the weather's been pretty good. It's been sunny and all that.
There hasn't been as much rain, really. But yeah. Bloody hell. I feel like we're living in bloody Canada or New York or Tasmania or something, because we're getting the really cold temperatures in Sydney. But what was I going to say before? What are you and Bill? What are your goals for the remainder of this year?
Well, we want to save up more money. We want to, you know, concentrate on us. We want to lose weight. We want to lose weight, and we want to, you know, concentrate on ourselves. You know, make ourselves better.
In what way?
Like routine, right? You know, doing our daily routines and all that.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, John, like, what's one quality about yourself you want to improve?
My time management. I need to cook better, because I haven't been cooking much, so I need to cook better and more faster and more timely.
Well, has Isabel been pulling you up on it, has she?
Yeah.
Well, what are you slow at cooking?
I don't really cook much. So I'm slow. I'm pretty much inexperienced.
Okay. Like, in what way?
Oh, just sometimes I overcook. Sometimes I overcook meals. Sometimes I undercook meals.
What foods have you been going wrong in, Johnny? Tell us.
So,
what dishes have not been going your way?
Sometimes pasta, sometimes fish. And sometimes I burn the fish. Sometimes I overcook the pasta.
Yeah,
but I'll get there. I'll get there slowly. I've cooked before.
Yeah,
but I've cooked, but not just me and her, you know.
Yeah, so you just want to get better in your cooking skills, really.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I can't really talk because I don't cook that much. My mum cooks a lot of our dinners and meals, so I probably need to try and learn to cook more for myself as well, really. But yeah, no, it's a slow progression, you know. Mm. Well, have you burnt meals in the past and Isabel ate it thinking, why does it taste so horrible?
Well, we tried it and then we said, oh, it's too burnt. We threw it out and then ordered takeaway.
Is that what you've been doing most nights, have you?
Not most nights, but we could, but just maybe sometimes we eat and then not feeling hungry anymore.
Yeah. Isabel does a lot of the cooking, doesn't she?
Most of the time.
She's a good cook, isn't she?
She is. She's a great cook.
Honestly, she's cooked us me a meal as well in the past. Her food's really good. Yeah, But don't worry, Johnny. She'll teach you and you'll get better, you know?
She's a great teacher.
It's all a learning curve, you know?
How about yours? What's your goal? What's your goals?
My goal, well, losing weight is the obvious one. Been a hit and miss for me. But I need to really do less talking and more action in terms of wanting to really lose weight. Mm. I think also as well, just being more relaxed, being more happier in my day to day life. I feel like. I think I'm a pretty happy person in general, but just not really caring so much about the small things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just being cruisy, going with the flow, and not stressing over the small things, not sweating over the small stuff. I think just being, you know, mentally more relaxed. I think that's my, if that makes sense, that's also one way I can improve myself better. Just, yeah. Being in a better headspace and not really caring about what other people think, I think that pretty much sums it up, you know.
Yes,
just yeah, being myself a little bit more.
That's all you can do.
That's exactly right, man. Exactly right. But yeah, Johnny, I mean. Oh, by the way, look, I nearly forgot to talk about this with you because it's been a while since you've been on the podcast, but, I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, the Central Coast Mariners, Johnny, and the A-League.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering when you were going to get to that.
Oh, I nearly forgot about that. talk us through that, Johnny. What did it feel like for having the Central Coast Mariners, a team that you've been following for years, win the A-League?
Man, this is the first team I've gone for. That's won a premiership in my lifetime. And it's been what a feeling it is, you know. I cried. I was emotional. You know, a few years ago, you know, we were coming last. We were about to become extinct from the competition. But you know, it's been a long. We've come a long way. We've come from being last to missing out in the finals, to you know losing in the finals to winning a premiership.
You and Bell went to the grand final.
Yes,
we're playing Melbourne City. Yes. I thought you guys up against Melbourne City. I thought Central Coast you got. I didn't give you guys any chance to beat Melbourne City, really. But you came out and flogged them. What was the score? 6-1 or something?
6-1, 6-1.
Couldn't believe that scoreline. I'm like, what the fuck? But you guys not just won, but dominated Melbourne City in a grand final. And you and Bell actually attended the grand final, and Bell was recording you crying. You were actually crying.
I was.
Yeah, because I could tell that meant a lot to you. Yeah.
It did. Still does to this day.
What were the fans like around you as well, watching the game?
Oh, they're all going ballistic. They were emotional themselves.
Yeah. That was a special... That's a day that you'll probably never forget, I reckon.
No, I'll never forget that. I also promised myself that me and Bill will get memberships if we ever won a premiership.
So now you're getting memberships?
I already got it.
You and Bill?
Yes.
So you'll be attending all the games next season?
The games we can go to.
The games we can go to, yeah. Well, now Mariners is out of the way, Johnny. All we need is West Tigers to win a championship.
Well, if the Mariners can win, come last and win a premiership, we can too.
I know. Who's to say West Tigers can't do it now? You know. Yeah. Exactly. It might take a few years. It might, maybe before we hit 50, it can happen. You know.
Hopefully, in our lifetime. imagine if. The Tigers make the finals in our lives. I mean, when we eventually do pass, then they make the finals.
Yeah. The year after they win the grand final. Bloody hell! Knowing our luck, that could happen. Hey, bloody hell! I mean, God, you'd hate. I mean, it's such a roller coaster being a West Tiger supporter. I tell you what. But good times on your head, John. You know, we've hit rock bottom already. You know, we can't get any worse than what we are. We just fingers crossed, things do look up for us in the future.
Boom.
And on that note, Johnny, I think, you know, we've used up a lot of time now. But yeah, Johnny, it's been great having you back on the podcast.
Yes, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. I know it's been a while since I've done a podcast. So I'm going to try and be more consistent, having Renee back on a little bit more and uploading more episodes very soon. But yeah, John, it's been great.
I can't wait to hear them.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, John, I might have you on more often every now and again just to keep up to date with everything going on in your life and stuff.
Yes, it sounds good. Sounds good.
And talking more footy as well. Maybe yes. I can have you back on before Game 3 of Origin if it goes to the decider.
But sure.
Yeah. But fingers crossed, New South Wales get up tomorrow night.
Good luck.
Yeah. But yeah, Johnny, thank you for coming on.
Yep, always my pleasure. Having you on.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, you go.
Thank you guys for listening to another edition of Wise Words with Dan and John. In this episode.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening, as always.
Yeah. What were you going to say before, John?
No, I was going to say that. I was going to say what you just said. Thank you to the fans and to the people that were listening.
Yeah. No, thank you, guys. And thank you, John, once again. And until next time, guys, feel free to follow my podcast on Spotify, Anchor, all podcast apps. And until next time, take care.
Take care.